All right, welcome back to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour Show. Right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and co-host, Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button, hit that share button also. And if you want to support this ministry, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio FUND. And we finally got some relief in all of the violent criminalistic crimes that these Negroes are committing, all free and willy-nilly. Help is finally on the way, thanks to our great white daddy, Joe Biden. Watch out, niggas. They're coming for you. Hopefully, this is just in Detroit, though. But hopefully, every mayor in every city will do the same exact thing. It's just like I was talking about, Sister Harvey. I said, it shouldn't even have to go to Biden, because the mayors got the power in their own hands, in their own police force, to do the job. Mm-hmm. And that's what this mayor of Detroit is doing. I gotta clap for this one. Congratulations, mayor of Detroit. Hopefully, let this one go viral. Let this go viral, and all the other mayors in the other cities follow suit and get rid of these niggas. Go ahead, Sister Harvey.
Detroit police makes 28 arrests during the first day of Operation Restore Order. The Detroit Police Department provided an update Thursday on their two-day initiative called Operation Restore Order, Enough is Enough, to help curb violence in the city. The effort, according to police, has more than 100 uniform and plain clothes officers. That's what was out there too. Remember, Pastor?
Uh-huh.
They needed to plain clothes officers targeting specific areas on the city east and west side.
And that's what we was talking about in the prior podcast. I said if I was in your own same position and they had me as patrolling the streets or had order, I would go straight to the problem. Targeted areas. Go ahead.
Police say the first day results are in. 28 arrests consisting of 20 felony arrests, one of which was a felony murder warrant, another one for a carjacking warrant, 8 misdemeanor arrests, 11 firearms seized, 5 handguns, 3 long guns, 3 search warrants executed, 284 vehicles were investigated, 21 vehicles in town, over 400 ordinance violations issued, 13 grams of fentanyl confiscated, as well as 37 grams of cocaine, 10 grams of
Methamphetamine,
1 gram of heroin, and 219 assorted pills. The Detroit Department is committed to reducing crime within our communities and improving the quality of life for residents in the city of Detroit. We will continue our efforts in removing the criminal element from our neighborhoods and making this city one of the safest places to live, work, and play. The press release stated.
And that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
I think they need to be on the corners without their uniforms on. Plain clothes.
Yes, yes.
Stick them on every day, go on bad areas. Y'all already know the zones.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
And just go ahead and arrest their ass. I don't care if it's 100 of them.
Exactly.
Get the paddy wagon ready, shit.
You got to make these little niggas scared to, you know what I'm saying, to be hanging on a street corner. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, like, I'm gonna give you an example. Back in the day, you know what I'm saying, the street that I used to live on, down the street from where I used to live at, it was a block called Craven Street. And that was a red zone. It was called a red zone. It was a heavily drug street. And anybody caught on that street, if you don't live on that street, if you're just hanging around, loitering or whatnot, you are going to get stopped. Mm-hmm. And if you're up to no good, if you got something on you, you're going to jail. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We need to stop playing with these criminals. And you know what I'm saying? And show these criminals that we ain't, you know what I'm saying? We ain't tolerating this shit.
Who's the mayor of Detroit?
Yeah, I think they said the name, because when I was listening to the visual report, the news report on television, they said the name. I just couldn't think of it.
Well, I give him thumbs up, whoever the mayor is, because the rest of these little scaredy cat mayors need to file a suit. Yeah,
exactly.
Bottom left. You know that's the new name I done gave you.
Yeah, yeah. Bottom left foot.
Bottom left foot, right foot, whoever.
They need to follow suit.
The
and
one talking about when we was doing a report, they talking about reading. She said, we need help. Remember?
Yeah, left foot, right foot. Yeah, left foot, right foot. Talking about
like
we need
help. We need help. Right there at the table.
Yeah, you the mayor. If the mayor's saying we need help, why the hell are you in office?
Because saying that is telling the criminals, oh, she just threw in the towel. We can just go ahead and run rap.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what you just sent the message on.
Exactly. We need help. You got all of that funding. You know what I'm saying?
All that money. Mm-hmm.
All the money that the government is bringing into your city for this. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with it? Left foot, right foot? You know what I'm saying? Sex toys for your girlfriend? We need help. You don't need no damn help. Follow suit with this Detroit mayor. This Detroit mayor knows what he doing. You know what I'm saying? And this is the first day.
Yes, I mean, they didn't wait a moment too soon after Biden made that announcement.
Yeah, exactly. After
there's somebody listening. All of them need to file a suit. I'm going to see what Brandon Scott going to come back with. I'm about to see it on the news today. See what's going on.
Soon as I seen that, I said, yeah, we got to go ahead and do something on this one. You know what I'm saying? And we got to congratulate, you know what I'm saying, the Detroit mayor. Congratulations, Detroit mayor. You're doing your thing. You're doing your thing. Make Detroit a better place to live. And not only that, after you finish getting these damn raggedy-ass niggas out of the way, fix all them damn abandoned eyesore houses you guys got over there.
Well, that too.
And you seen Detroit, right?
I've seen pictures.
They got all them damn abandoned eyesore houses. You know what I'm saying? If you invest in a house over there in Detroit, your house could be right next door to an old abandoned damn house. That's what breed criminals also. You know what I'm saying? Because they use those houses. Yeah,
they use that for the drug house and the homeless sleeping it to keep warm.
Yeah, they use those. You know what I'm saying? They use those, and exactly. If the homeless need a place to stay, there is plenty of organizations where they can stay and actually get some help at the same time. See, the reason why the homeless don't want to go into these places that is provided for them, because they know they will be encouraged to get help.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. So they rather, you know what I'm saying, stay in an old abandoned house. That way they can, you know what I'm saying, smoke and, you know what I'm saying, drink and still be wallow in their madness instead of getting help. So you know what I'm saying? So, burn up them old abandoned houses. They don't need to be in there. You know what I'm saying? Let them go get some help. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to, you know what I'm saying, back a nigga in the corner so that that nigga have nowhere else to go but get the help.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you provide us a way of escape for the nigga not to just get some help, if you, you know what I'm saying, you can go into this shelter and get help, or you can go into this abandoned house and be free. The nigga's gonna
shoot. I know they made an announcement on the news maybe a year and a half ago, or maybe 2 years ago, about that was the same prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby, the one that's not charging for low-level crime. Mm-hmm. She got to talk about, instead of sending, one thing I did agree with her on one thing, she said instead of sending people that's on drugs, that's addicted real bad on drugs, they need to go to a facility and not jail.
Well, I got to disagree with that because, see, when they go to, and I dealt with a lot of people that's addicted to drugs very bad. When they go into a facility that, you know what I'm saying, that, that's not jail, these are adults. They will check themselves out at any given time. Or they will connive and scheme and scam to try to find a way of escape. Or they will pretend all the way through the treatment until they finish. And then when they finish, they right back out doing the same thing that they were doing.
Well, that's possible. But if they don't get out, maybe just like you can't get out of jail.
But when they in the but you see, when they are in jail, they are in jail, and there is programs within the jail.
Yeah, that's true. And then you look at it like this, well, they're going to have to dry out in jail.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So that means there was no other way for them to, you do your time, and then you do your treatment. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way. No, don't send these niggas to no damn for, no.
Do your time and go to treatment at the same time.
Exactly. Don't send them niggas to no damn treatment center, period. No, send them to jail. They need jail. That's what they need. You know what I'm saying? They need to understand that life is serious. Life is not a joke. You know what I'm saying? They got to understand that, you know what I'm saying, filling your body with poison is serious. That is not a joke.
It sure isn't. They'll find out as they get older when they organs start shutting down.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then you got these little nigglets, you know what I'm saying? And the gangs and stuff like that. They need to go to jail. Matter of fact, the youngsters don't need to go to jail. The youngsters need to the judge need to send every youngster who comes in front of the judge with that dumb shit. The judge need to say, the judge need to say, you know what? I'm going to sentence you to 120 days in boot camp.
Hello.
Learn some discipline. That will, if every damn young nigga who gets locked up with that dumb shit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because half of them hadn't had no discipline. And that's why they was on the street in the first place.
Exactly. Sentence none should escape. And every last one of them who comes in front of that judge gets locked up with some dumb shit, go sentence get to 120 days in boot camp. I know it'll work because that's what they sentenced me. I was in boot camp. You know what I'm saying? And if one person mess up, the whole platoon.
Yep. Right about
there. You know what I'm saying? I remember with the boot camp that I was in, these two little nigglets, they was young and they was, I guess they got some weed smuggled in. You know what I'm saying? Because Al Burris, for all you people down in Georgia, y'all know about Al Burris. Al Burris, it's a chain gang and it's a boot camp section. And the boot camp section, these two niggas had some store goods and they went to the chain gang part and found some niggas who was selling weed and they bought some weed from the chain gang part. And when we got in our dorm, these little niggas went in the broom closet, tried to smoke the weed, and lit the damn mop bucket on fire. So the whole broom closet was on fire. They punished all of us. We had to roll up our mattress, tie it on our back, and run around the whole compound with our mattress on our back all damn night.
No stopping.
If we stop, here comes a drill sergeant coming. Get your ass up. Da-da-da-da-da. Push up. The push up. Now you got to do push ups with your mattress on your back. So that's what I say. I say these little nigglets, you know what I'm saying? They bad. They want to be bad, you know what I'm saying? They want to be so wooing and gangster and all this. No, okay. Boot camp. That's good for you right there. And the grown niggas need to go to chain gang.
I agree with you on that.
I guarantee you they'll come out a changed person.
My two boys had discipline. And they had a fucking curfew. They wasn't out there running them up. They were back getting curfew coming up and being asked.
Yeah, it's how you raise your kids, you know what I'm saying? My son is well disciplined.
They love telling people how strict their mother was, is, and still is. they telling you they kids now, my grandkids. Mm-hmm. They come back there too. Man, look, did you do this and that? Yep, sure did. Same thing, so don't start tripping and try to, you know, fool your parents. Cause grandma been there and done that. You can't get nothing past me. You might get something past them, but not me. So whatever new tricks y'all parents y'all got, y'all can forget me, wasting your time. Yeah, they would sit there in school and see their own kids about their mom and their own wife. My daughter said that, told us our granddaughter. She said, yeah, cause your grandmother didn't play. She don't play that. You got your butt tore up. Dang on right.
Hey, man. Yeah, so that is it right there. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know what I'm saying?
That's just keep it in prayer that it keep going. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They was in full force. If you got to see the news clip. Because they got the news. Yeah, they got the news clip.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they got the news clip of the police sergeant who is orchestrating the whole police force. You know what I'm saying? They was in uniform, telling what to do, orchestrating the whole thing.
They didn't waste no time since that announcement.
Yeah, huh?
I give that man thumbs up. I bet need to call on left bottom or whoever. You know,
I bet you.
Come on, man.
I bet you the little niggas in Detroit are shaking in their boots. Yo, you can't don't go out there like that. You better not have that on you. You put that up.
And you can best believe the rest of them. They flush the stuff down the toilet. They get rid of stuff. After them 28, oh, they're coming back. They're gonna come for another 28 or more. Think it's a joke?
Got that right.
Hey, this neighborhood, this community is gonna be where you can live, play, and be safe. Come on, man.
Uh-huh. Here you go. So there you have it, people. Breaking news. We want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of Illuminati News Hour right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast Show. I'm your host.
Excuse
I'm your
me, Pastor. Yes. And I will keep you posted on what's going on in Maryland.
Oh,
if there's any change.
That's right. When you see when a news story pop up like this, let me know immediately.
Yeah. I will.
So that we can get some progress reports.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, go ahead and hit that follow button if you're new to this podcast, as well as if you want to support this podcast. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Illuminati Radio FUND. As well as, don't forget, if you want to join our nightly Bible study classes, you're welcome to do so. Send me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith. And that's on Facebook. That's PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook.
Yeah,
Until next time, stay tuned. Everybody, a higher bless you all.
Higher bless you. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's